brought to you by Penguin. How to Prevent the Next Pandemic by Bill Gates. Read by Will Wheaton and Bill Gates.
Note to the listener, this audiobook includes a downloadable PDF, which contains reference charts and illustrations from the printed book.
This is the author, Bill Gates. To the frontline workers who risked their lives during COVID, and to the scientists and leaders who can make sure they never have to do it again. And in memory of Dr. Paul Farmer, who inspired the world with his commitment to saving lives, author proceeds from this book will be donated to his organization, Partners in Health. I was having dinner on a Friday night in mid-February 2020 when I realized that COVID-19 would become a global disaster. For several weeks, I'd been talking with experts at the Gates Foundation about a new respiratory disease that was circulating in China and had just begun to spread elsewhere. We're lucky to have a team of world-class people with decades of experience in tracking, treating, and preventing infectious diseases, and they were following COVID-19 closely. The virus had begun to emerge in Africa, and based on the Foundation's early assessment and requests from African governments, we had made some grants to help keep it from spreading further and to help countries prepare in case it took off. Our thinking was, we hope this virus won't go global, but we have to assume it will until we know otherwise. At that point, there was still reason to hope that the virus could be contained and wouldn't become a pandemic. The Chinese government had taken unprecedented safety measures to lock down Wuhan, the city where the virus emerged. Schools and public places were closed, and citizens were issued permission cards that allowed them to leave their homes every other day for 30 minutes at a time. And the virus was still limited enough that countries were letting people travel freely. I had flown to South Africa earlier in February for a charity tennis match. When I got back from South Africa, I wanted to have an in-depth conversation about COVID-19 at the foundation. There was one central question I could not stop thinking about and wanted to explore at length. Could it be contained, or would it go global? I turned to a favorite tactic that I've been relying on for years, the working dinner. You don't bother with an agenda. You simply invite a dozen or so smart people, provide the food and drinks, tee up a few questions, and let them start thinking out loud. I've had some of the best conversations of my working life with a fork in my hand and a napkin in my lap. So, a couple of days after returning from South Africa, I sent an email about scheduling something for the coming Friday night. We could try and do a dinner with the people involved with the coronavirus work to touch base. Almost everyone was nice enough to say yes, despite the timing and their busy schedules, and that Friday, a dozen experts from the foundation and other organizations came to my office outside Seattle for dinner. Over short ribs and salads, we turned to that key question, would COVID-19 turn into a pandemic? As I learned that night, the numbers were not in humanity's favor, especially because COVID-19 spread through the air, making it more transmissible than, say, a virus that is spread through contact, like HIV or Ebola. There was little chance of containing it to a few countries. Within months, millions of people all over the world were going to contract this disease, and millions would die from it. I was struck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?